Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 21, which I titled Dorse Outside. This weekend's opponents are the Boys in Blue or the Ospreys in the Magnus League, with kickoff at the RDS tonight at 7:35 p.m. and live coverage on TG Cahir. Though there's still tickets available, check the Leinster Rugby website. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. Well, first up, I want to thank everyone for their compliments, especially the Munster fans who did, for my lyrics that I did for Dorse Outside song. You'll find it on the blog if you haven't seen it yet. It's under Harpin' Bandits. Basically, I took the Rubber Bandit song, Horse Outside, changed the lyrics to be Leinster ones. It's a bit of crack. Enjoyed doing it. I got the idea because what I want to do from now on with this podcast is give a title of a song with it changed around with a Leinster player's name thrown in. So I had the idea Dorse Outside, and it kind of snowballed from there. And before I knew it, I'd done the whole thing. So it's there. Hope you enjoy it. And again, thanks to everyone who complimented me on it. Now, more compliments to Bernard Jackman for his book Blue Blood. He tweeted me there at the beginning of December asking could I review it. I felt bad because I'd heard my brother-in-law was getting it for me for Christmas, so I couldn't really read it until then. But I've read it now. It's well worth buying, even if you're not a Leinster rugby fan. It gives a good insight to the professional era. It shows the Michael Checa years from behind the scenes. There's a lot, you know, you don't realize that, you know, the game's evolved as a professional game. The day-to-day runnings of the players have all changed, and, you know, it's really good insight. And there's some great stories there as well. One I particularly like is the one about Stan Wright's barbecue before he came to Ireland, but you have to buy the book to see how that one went. So that's it. Go out and buy the book. That's about as much of a plug as I can give it. You know, available in all good bookstores, as they say. Now, big game tonight down the RDS. I really think the Magnus League have missed a trick with the way they scheduled this match. Last year, you know, they had their first grand final. They really pushed the whole playoff concept. And even though the way it turned out, I'm all for it. And, you know, the very first Magnus League final, as we all know, was Leinster versus the Ospreys at the RDS. Now, you would think that apart from all the interprovincial and Welsh derby matches, Scottish, Italian derby matches, this season, the one matchup that would stand out more than any other would be Leinster versus the Ospreys. And they played twice in the regular season, and both times, I think they've been scheduled badly. The first one was in Swansea, if you remember, back in November. It was the very same day as Ireland played Argentina at the Aviva Stadium. So, you know, the fans couldn't travel to Swansea, or maybe they wouldn't, or they were forced to choose anyway. And then the second one is this weekend, which is the week before the most crucial Heineken Cup games. And you look at the Ospreys lineup and you can tell, you see, there's no Lee Byrne, no Shane Williams, no Tommy Bowe, no Mike Phillips, no Alan Wynne-Jones, no Adam Jones. Now, I know some of them are injured, but a lot of them are definitely being rested because, you know, the Heineken Cup Finals in Cardiff, so the Ospreys are extra motivated to get there. They're going to be extra, you know, motivated to win, get through in the Heineken Cup. So when it comes to this game, it's not going to be as important, no matter how big a clash it is. And it's a very weakened team, they say. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be pushovers, but when you look at the Leinster lineup, you see we've got Luke Fitzgerald back for one thing, which is brilliant. He's playing at fullback, but the full 15, it's pretty much as strong a team as we put out in the Magnus League all season. So it's a mismatch in that terms, but you can't, obviously, you can't underestimate the Ospreys. So it should still be a close tussle. I originally predicted Leinster by 4, but since I've looked at the lineups, I'm going to stretch that out a bit. I'm going to say 9. I'm going for 9. I say we're going to win, and we're going to deny them the losing bonus point. So that's my prediction. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me on at Harpin on Rugby. You can subscribe via iTunes if you go to my Audio Boo page. And if you haven't yet already, go to Facebook and go to Harpin on Rugby and like my Facebook page there. And if you're going to the RDS tonight, wrap up warm, enjoy the night, and come on the Leinster.